533 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I just got lost for a second there. But it is. It is Wednesday. We're like halfway through the week. I know. For me, it's even easier because I wasn't here yesterday. I had a pretty good meeting with Carl Carlson over at Carlson Financial. Look, people sometimes are surprised when they find out the people that I talk about on the air I'm actually involved in. I don't know how you can be in this line of work and then just like lie to people about stuff like that. No, Carl is our financial guy. So 2-hour long meeting and lots of numbers, but things in the right direction. And I told you, I didn't know this. Apparently, I own Tesla stock. Huh? Who knew? I mean, I can't afford a Tesla, but I own stock in the company. And so people who can afford Teslas, thank you. Appreciate it. Buy two. Seriously, if you're out, get one in black and get one in white or get one for each day. I don't care. But buy more of them and help me with my ultimate financial freedom. Our pal Mike Dickinson joins us every Wednesday afternoon at 5:33. We talk about some of his citizen reporting, which is amazing. Really doing a great job with these Virginia topics, Richmond topics, Central Virginia topics, and so much of what Michael has exposed has really been picked up now by some of the national outlets, including this whole thing about Act Blue. Mike, thanks for being here, buddy.
Anytime for you, Jeff. Anytime.
Well, that is very, very kind. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with Act Blue, because you broke that story right here, all locally, about people in Richmond making, it seemed like, outrageous donations to Democrats, and now this thing is all over the country. It's taken off.
Yes, it has been. The back of the story is Act Blue is a major online platform that the Democrats have used to solicit donations and process credit cards and process debit cards. And the story broke probably about a month or so ago here in Richmond, where there was a 79-year-old woman who had made a few donations under $1,000 to Republicans from 2017 to 2020. And then from 2020 to now, over $833,000 worth of donations to Democrats.
Wow. So wait a minute, Mike, because you mentioned a really big number. How much?
Over $833,000. So over $800,000 of donations to Democrats.
Oh my gosh! All right, so
crazy.
Do we get any sense that she is fabulously wealthy and all of a sudden a leftist?
No, she lives in a very modest home somewhere in Richmond City. We found the address. I'm not going to put it out there, obviously.
Right.
But very, very modest living. And it doesn't appear that this person would have that source of income or that kind of money to make these donations. That was the first red flag.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like the more we dug into some of the people who have been donating to Democrats and tracking down the sources of their donations to Act Blue, that this has come up time and time again. We found a bunch of these incidents in Michigan. Of course, they're not going to investigate it in Michigan because that's ran by the Democrats, so they're not going to hurt themselves. But the Attorney General of Missouri is on board. He's investigating. Our Attorney General in Virginia is investigating. And so now it's just a process to see what's going to happen. But Act Blue has remained defiant, saying that they've done nothing wrong, et cetera, et cetera. But they've made it. They've removed all of the checks on their website to make donations, where you don't have to put in an address that matches the credit card you're using. You don't have to provide the 3-digit security code on the credit card that goes with the credit card number. Act Blue is doing all the things that someone would do if they're trying to commit credit card fraud or enable credit card fraud.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, that just smells to high heaven.
Yeah, and you would think that it would be something the Department of Justice would want to investigate, or the FBI. I mean, the FBI is busy tracking down people from 4 years ago at January 6th, but it seems like they can't be bothered to look into potentially the biggest money laundering scheme in the United States history, and because it's being run by the Democrats, it's all been politicized.
Wow, that is outrageous. Now, you mentioned Jason Meares, our attorney general here in our beloved Commonwealth, is all over this. And we do have it, as you say, in other states, right? There are other states with AGs that are stepping up to the plate.
Yes, all conservative-led states. They, most of them are getting their AGs on board to investigate this and see what's going on and get to the bottom of it. Because it's financial crimes, and anytime there's financial crimes, that's much bigger. It's a much bigger crime problem.
Yep.
So, I mean, especially if it's organized. You got money laundering, it could lead into racketeering, and all kinds of nice little crimes that the Democrats in Act Blue could be committing or conspiring to commit.
Mm.
So hopefully something comes of it, because it's definitely a lot of irregularities.
Yep.
And it seems like the Democrats are in Act Blue. I mean, you would think that they are using credit cards. You would think that they would want to make their platform 100% safe. But
right.
They've done everything they can do to enable credit card fraud. If you try to order something from Walmart online, you have to provide your credit card number, the security code, and
yes.
your address. It all has to match up.
That's
and
right.
And Act Blue removed all of those barricades when the story broke. They're basically saying, well, if you steal a credit card, come on to Act Blue and donate to some Democrats. We're not going to check your credit card address. We're not going to check the security code. We don't care. So steal someone's credit card and come on and make a donation to Kamala Harris.
You know, it is so outrageous. And let me remind everybody, Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike is a very, very proud citizen journalist, citizen reporter, does great, great work. He's the guy that broke this whole Act Blue story with some woman in the city of Richmond who allegedly made more than $800,000 in donations to Democrats. And Mike continues to do this great work. It's just amazing stuff. I wanted to ask you, Mike, about our friends, LeVar Stoney, as you know, the mayor of the city of Richmond, who has, so far as I can tell, accomplished exactly nothing, and also has a little problem down there at City Hall with credit cards going sideways. We maybe should do some of the cross-checking to see if the City Hall credit cards are making donations to Act Blue. But he wants to be lieutenant governor, and now, what's her name, Ghazala Hashmi, she is going to run for the Democrat nomination for lieutenant governor as well.
They're all coming out. And today, LeVar Stoney cut a ridiculous promo, press media event, press conference, profanity-laced, by the way, in which he said he is sick and tired of people calling Richmond City a joke. He is sick and tired of people considering the way that Richmond City is ran a joke. And so that's funny, but it's also the fact of the matter is LeVar Stoney has made that. I mean,
yeah.
the latest two things that LeVar Stoney's administration has done that are ridiculous, that make it a joke. So you've heard all these stories about these restaurants in Richmond that have gotten all of these old tax bills and all of these outrageous tax bills with late fees, and
yep.
you can't get a hold of anybody. So in settling these tax bills with these restaurants, the city of Richmond is trying to make the restaurant owners sign an NDA that they will not bash the city of Richmond in the media or in public.
Wait a minute. I thought Democrats didn't like NDAs, right? Didn't they?
Exactly.
Wasn't that the whole problem with Stormy McBooby or whatever the hell her name was, right? That was the
you
whole problem.
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think so, but apparently Stoney doesn't want anybody out there talking negatively about the city of Richmond and their inability to keep track of taxes and get somebody on the phone when you call. Because I guarantee you, and I guarantee everybody that's listening, if you call the city of Richmond with a problem right now, mm-hmm. you won't be able to get anybody on the phone, and then you won't be able to get anybody on the phone who can actually help you.
Yep.
Unless you're willing to sit on the phone for 5 or 6 hours. There's nobody there, and they don't answer, and they don't care.
Well, Mike.
And then.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't mean to cut you off, but let me just say this. If people were not saying negative things about how the city of Richmond was being run, they would have nothing to say at all.
Exactly. I mean, they're telling the truth. The city of Richmond is poorly ran. That's, you know, LeVar Stoney, Tim Kaine. The Democrats have ran the city of Richmond for 50 years.
Yep.
So if you've got problems, if you think the city of Richmond is run poorly, blame the operator. It's LeVar Stoney, Tim Kaine, Dwight Jones, all of those people, the Democrats, who have ran the city of Richmond into the ground with their,
that's right.
you know, Looney Tune business practices and inability to hire people to get the job done.
Absolutely.
You know, they've also got this thing where another big story that broke today, kind of under the radar, was we've got a crime problem in the city of Richmond, especially in the young people. So a couple of years ago, the General Assembly started a program where they would send money to localities to create programs to deter youth from committing crime. But they had to be documented programs that were accountable and had results, and you had to give the information back to the state.
Okay.
So City of Richmond got $1.3 million, and so far the City of Richmond sent $1 million back to the state because they don't have the programs to be able to get the money, which is ridiculous if you think about it. Henrico has 14 problems. 14 youth services programs. Right. Chesterfield has 11 youth service programs. The City of Richmond, with all of their infinite Democrat wisdom on social justice, has 3 youth programs and can't figure out how to spend $1 million to help the kids.
Jeez. Wow. I didn't even know what to say. Honest to goodness, I just don't even know what to say anymore. It is so outrageous, and I'm so thankful that we've got you, Mike, on a regular basis joining us and letting people know what's really going on, because you're not going to see it, hear it, or read it anywhere else. And, you know, you and I, of course, have a longstanding connection in the world of professional wrestling. And I don't think we had chatted. I'm not sure if we had chatted since Kevin Sullivan passed away last week.
Yes, that was very sad. He was a great, great wrestler and great performer, but also with a lot of behind the scenes stuff in WWE, especially in WCW, with a lot of his wisdom and creating the storylines and a lot of the characters that a lot of the legendary characters and people you've seen, he had a great hand in crafting.
He really did. Oh, he was, you know, he was a brilliant guy. His dad was his dad was either a Boston cop or a Boston fireman. And Kevin, you know, he was a Boston guy, and he was a legit tough guy. I mean, he really was. Golden gloves and the rest of it. But I used to love working house shows with him, Mike, because it meant that I was no longer the shortest guy in the locker room. And he was like a fire plug, you know what I mean? But man, you did not mess with Sullivan, because he could shoot with the best of them if he had to. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, man. Remind everybody where they ought to be following you on social media.
Go follow me on X at MikeD4RVA. X at MikeD4RVA.
I love it. Mike, I appreciate you being here. Hey, next week, can you poke around, see what's going on with that City of Richmond? What was it, the chief administrative officer who kind of exited stage left, I think, with a bunch of money in her pension, right?
Yes, that's what it looked like. It looked like she ran up a big credit card bill, too, on the way out and made a great big mess of some things and then just exited stage left. No problems.
All right. Well, next Wednesday, you make sure you got some more details on that. That is Mike Dickinson. Follow him over on X, MikeD4RVA. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.